Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a little strange not to have basketball still on the schedule. I felt this way when hockey was over, too. Not to be thinking about Stanley Cup playoff games anymore. Now that the Milwaukee Bucks have been crowned champions, there is a shift in my sporty brain. And that whole portion of my brain that was focused on basketball for months and months, especially these last 2 months of the postseason, now I can devote that to something else. Although next week is the NBA draft, and then soon after that is free agency, and we'll see what type of drama we can stir up. How many NBA players want to pair up with their BFFs? Because, you know, it's the NBA, where everybody plays with his BFF. So that's down the road. But for now, there's this whole section of my brain that I can devote to, say, the Olympics. Or what's coming up on the horizon in baseball, which is the trade deadline. Or, see, no rest for the weary. The first two NFL training camps that opened on Wednesday, with everybody else to go camping all together now, early next week, there's also space in my brain for football now. Yeah, it just feels different. I always have this sensation after we crown a champion in a particular sport, because I've been locked in and focused on it for so long that to kind of let it go and breathe in a different type of air, it's an adjustment. And to that end, I will tell you this. After last night's show, in which we devoted 3 of the 4 hours easily, and probably even time in the fourth hour as well, to Giannis and Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday, Mike Budenholzer, the Milwaukee Bucks earning their first title in 50 years. With as much time as I spent not only watching the game and the championship celebration in Milwaukee, but also thinking about how I wanted to talk about it when the show started. And then, of course, the extensive conversation that we had with Eddie Johnson, all of that. Do you know what happened? On Wednesday morning, I got in bed, hoping to snag a few hours sleep. It was a busy day Wednesday, but I did want to sleep for four and a half hours. The entire time, here's what I remember. I woke up and remember dreaming about Giannis, dreaming about basketball the whole time. It felt like the entire time I was sleeping, the Milwaukee Bucks were with me. That sounds weird. Don't take it creepy way. But it takes me a minute to kind of put it to bed and to move on. So yes, during football season, I dream about football. I've had dreams about Aaron Rodgers and other football players, other football storylines in the past. When I'm in the middle of my own basketball play-by-play schedule, which I do hope to resume this upcoming season, I generally will dream about play-by-play or being late for a game. That's happened before, my big fear, where I'm late and I'm trying to run to the game. I'm in a huge hurry and yet my feet won't move. I cannot get them to move. And so I try to crawl. Oh, it's very pathetic. But that's a big dream that I've had before too. So now finally the NBA season is behind us. It was a month delayed in crowning its champion, but I believe it was worth the wait. I'm sure it was worth the wait for Wisconsin and Milwaukee basketball fans specifically. But into that void, in the center ring of the circus, yeah, we've got plenty to fill it. And on this edition of the show, really excited, a couple of incredible females from the Olympic realm. You know, I've been talking about Vashti Cunningham, the American high jumper, who is a gold medal favorite and Randall Cunningham's daughter. He coaches her. So when they take off for Tokyo, she will have at least one family member with her. We were supposed to speak last week, and she had a personal issue crop up, but I caught up with her on Wednesday afternoon in Las Vegas. We connected over our dogs, and instantly, I knew we would be friends. Really cool to talk to her, to hear her story, to ask her about competing in her second Olympics. It's a family affair, of course. Family and faith play such a huge role in her journey. I'm not sure if you know this, but both Randall Cunningham and his wife, Vashti's parents, are pastors in addition to raising athletes who compete at the highest level. Cannot wait for you to hear my conversation with Vashti. It also definitely worth the wait. It was a little touch and go there for a week, but thankfully, after what was a tough few days for her, she was very generous with her time. Coming up next hour, Jessica Mendoza, former USA Olympian in softball. She is in Tokyo covering the games. And of course, USA softball has already played its first game along with USA soccer. We're seeing the earliest team competitions take place in Japan. Not all necessarily in Tokyo. They do have stadiums and venues outside of the city. But on NBC Sports Network right now, I've got yet another softball game that's taking place at this moment in Japan. The opening ceremony is coming up on Friday. But I love the fact that we can watch these events unfold live in studio because of this sweet time slot we've got. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. So find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It was last week where I asked you to tell me from your sporty brains the next big thing in sports for you. What's the next big thing you're looking forward to? I would say the top few answers were the Olympics. I know some of you have indicated you're not interested at all. I hope that changes as they get underway. I hope that there is a support for Team USA and for the athletes, not just the Americans, but for those who not only have sacrificed so much, but are going through the extra stress and pressure of competing in a games with all the protocols, with all the anxiety over testing. And every single day we're hearing about a handful of athletes who either have tested positive or have had to withdraw because they have COVID. Vaccination or not, it's happening. Not only for American athletes, but for others around the world. And if you put yourself in their shoes, maybe you can understand how devastating that would be on the eve of when you're supposed to compete. Now, these games run all the way through the first week in August. So take Vashti, for instance. She's still in Vegas. That's where she's from. It's where she grew up, where she lives, where she trains. She does not qualify in the high jump until August 5th. And so she doesn't have to get to Tokyo right away. Meanwhile, we know the men's and women's basketball teams, the gymnasts, the swimmers, the softball teams, the soccer teams, they're already in Tokyo. So it depends on the schedule. But if you're a big fan of the Olympics, you know that generally track and field comes the second week of the summer games. And as the schedule plays out, women's high jump is literally one of the last events of the entire summer games. So she isn't traveling until late next week, but will still spend 12 days in Tokyo. Again, we'll introduce you to Vashti later on the show. You're going to love her story, her passion, but also her poise. An incredible young woman who is facing her second Olympics, but this time has real gold medal aspirations and even world record aspirations. So it's different for every athlete. If you test positive now, but your event doesn't come up until the second week, or you're in contact tracing, but your events aren't until the second week of the games, well, you likely have some time to recover. But that's not the case for athletes who are already in competition or who have their events come up in the early stages. And so for those athletes, I feel their disappointment. My heart goes out to them. That's why I think we should support them. That's why I think we will as a nation. Although I'm not going to drop that phrase on you that grates on me now after a year and a half. You know the one. Well, now I have to tell you, even though I hate it. I don't hate the sentiment. I just hate the fact that it was thrown around so glibly for a year and a half. We're all in this together. Please make me roll my eyes. Again, I would like to believe that. It's a nice idea. I don't know about that. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Total side note, producer Dave and I did commiserate about the fact that we had a close encounter with rats on our way into CBS Sports Radio tonight. There's a ton of construction going on just outside our building, and I'm not sure if that means the rats are on the move, but I also know that with restaurants open back to full capacity and with it being restaurant week, actually, they've turned it into restaurant 5 weeks. It's kind of funny. I'm glad for restaurant owners in New York City because at the height of the pandemic, the prediction was that 30% of them would close and never reopen. And I'm sure those numbers are similar for big cities around the country. And so I do hope that's not the case. And I love the fact that people are out and about and it's summer and they're going to restaurants and they're enjoying their time. But because there are so many people out and about eating, there's a lot more trash, which means the rats are in heaven.
That was just nasty.
Yeah. So with the construction and with the extra trash and with people on the move, that means the critters are on the move. And so as I was walking, there was no other way to go. I had to go right past this gigantic pile of trash on
the street. It is what it is, man.
No, I just can't be that calm about it. And I see from the pile of trash this animal scurry. Now, here's the crazy part. And this is why I'm happy eating in restaurants that are not in big cities. the critter, Dave, goes from the trash pile into the outdoor seating area. And don't ask me where he went from then, because I did not see him come back out. Now, I'm assuming the door was closed. He did not go into the building. The restaurant was not still open. But he disappeared into the outdoor seating area, never to be heard from again. Well, at least not when I was walking by. So that makes me never want to eat outside ever. And this is not about New York City. It just happens to be where we're located. That creeps me out.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's not what you want. That's not what you want.
There should be a security guard to guard against the rats, yes, like crawling around your area.
The critter I saw on my walk into work.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, he was doing the opposite. He was nosediving into the garbage, not out of the garbage. He seemed very happy in there.
What did you do?
I stopped in my own tracks, and I just watched where it was going, and once it was... I couldn't see it anymore. I kept it moving. But it wasn't all that attractive.
No. They are so creepy. I mean, I get that they are survivors. They're very resilient. We talk about these qualities in sports all the time. It's very important. And they know how to survive. They are, yeah, they're definitely animals that will figure it out. It's really difficult to get rid of them. But... I don't, oh my gosh. Anyway, so I came into the building and then realized I'd forgotten something in the car and of course flinched as I was walking by that same pile of trash. But then I drove my car to a new block as if that will fix it. The rats won't find me on the next block.
We seek no comfort.
I do, though, Coach. I do. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I realized that was... probably not a story that makes you want to listen longer, but thanks for sticking with us. Hey, this is going to be the best segue ever. The first NFL training camps are open in Oxnard, California. Jerry Jones is willing to lay it all on the line for a Cowboys appearance in the Super Bowl.
I'd do anything known to man to get in a Super Bowl.
Anything.
That's a fact. And there's nothing in my mind that can have a higher priority than that.
That's got to be music to the ears of Cowboys fans. I would do anything known to man to get into a Super Bowl. I hope that doesn't mean cheating.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
Anything just to get there? Doesn't he want to win?
Oh, are you being nitpicky?
I listened to it three times when I first heard it, and I was like, it's great to be there, but if I'm doing anything, I'd hope that I'm the winner.
Huh. All right. You know what? I just had this crazy idea just for fun. It's the middle of July. We should ask people for their ridiculous Super Bowl predictions.
You want to shut down Facebook and Twitter?
Go right ahead. You know me. I hate predictions. I think they're ridiculous. But it would be really funny to see what people right now think about how the Super Bowl could look in February. Mid-February, by the way. If I'm not mistaken, it's Valentine's Day weekend. It's been pushed back a year, of course, because of the extra regular season game and the playoffs starting a week later. So that would be kind of fun just because it will make me think of football instead of rats. Yeah.
I really believe that Tony Romo will play in a Super Bowl.
That can't be your prediction because he's got another job now. But Jerry Jones, he is laying it all on the line.
I'd do anything known to man to get in a Super Bowl. Huh. That's a fact. And there's nothing in my mind that can have a higher priority than that.
I would agree. And if you're a Cowboy, whether coach or player or fan, isn't that exactly what you want to hear from your owner? The stuttering at the end. But if we chop it halfway through, that's a fact. Facts, baby. Hashtag facts.
Oh, yes.
He sounds very sure, committed, determined. Training camp underway for the Dallas Cowboys. But what about Dak Prescott? Here's Mike McCarthy going into year two, hoping for a new and improved defense with a different coordinator and a quarterback who will be healthy enough to lead the team all the way through the season.
Unless something comes out of the medical, the medical meeting, I see for him to be a full participant. And it's still projection and see how it goes. Obviously, we're going to watch it. But the way we approached the offseason program was to keep him out of the team drills. But he will participate in the team drills.
All right, Cowboys fans. You've got Jerry Jones telling you he'd do anything to get to a Super Bowl. Mike McCarthy, second year for the head coach. He's sure that Dak Prescott is going to be ready to go for the start of training camp. You've got Hard Knocks that is in the house and will be following their every move. Oh my gosh, typical Mike McCarthy too. Don't try to get him excited about the fact that they've got the HBO TV series and cameras with them the whole time.
I think it's important for all of us, and it's really the message actually meeting with the Hard Knocks staff was just to be yourself. Let them do their job, and we're going to do ours, and that's really my focus. So I've never put a lot of time or effort to, really cared about what people think of me. That's why I was probably the only guy walked in here without sunglasses, but it's... we're just going to be ourselves.
Is that the deal? That's what you do when Hard Knocks is filming your training camp and your arrival to training camp? You wear sunglasses? Or if you're LeBron James and you're sitting courtside at, I think it was the game in Phoenix, game 5 in Phoenix, and he's sitting courtside with his sunglasses, as well as, I counted, maybe I'm the only one, 5 glittery chains. I'm going to assume those were not costume jewelry chains. Instead, they were real diamonds. They were very glittery. All that glitters is not gold. I don't know where I came up with that. That's some kind of a cliche. So it was the Cowboys and it was the Steelers. And while we did not hear from the Steelers on Wednesday, do you know what? Ben Roethlisberger, his body is being evaluated by the peeps who have been reporting he's in the best shape of his life. Now, I don't think it is necessary for me to evaluate how he looks. I'd rather see him throw the football, and I'd rather see it play out on the field. But it was a little bit funny that social media saw a photo of him at training camp, and there was a debate over whether or not he's lean. I actually saw a few former football players debating whether or not he's lean, quote unquote. You will not get that content on this edition of the show, but we could share a photo so you can see the dedicated Ben Roethlisberger as he shows up to Steelers training camp. If you want to, just because it's the middle of July and it's asinine and ludicrous, but so fun. Your Super Bowl prediction. it's a house rule. I can't give you a Super Bowl prediction, but I will enjoy reading yours. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, coming up top of the hour, Jessica Mendoza, who's a former U.S. softball Olympian, is now covering the games, and softball's already underway. Also ahead on the show, Randall Cunningham's daughter, though she is a star in her own right, Vashti Cunningham, competing in her second Olympics. I love the fact that we can highlight so many incredible women on our show, and we've really done that over the course of the first 6+ months of 2021.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Roethlisberger stays in the shotgun on first and goal. Wide side to his right. He wants to throw it to his right. He does. Touchdown, Juju Smith-Schuster. What a nice throw by Ben to put it right on the money. And for Juju, his 6th of the year, the Steeler offense finally smells the chalk.
It's time to pull on the pads and hit somebody. On After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
It is. It's almost almost time to pull on the pads and hit somebody. I'm quite certain neither the Steelers nor the Cowboys did any hitting on Wednesday, but their training camps are officially open. Jerry Jones is already telling the world that he'll do absolutely anything to get to the Super Bowl, and that's a fact, peeps. That's a fact. And then for the Steelers, a photo of Ben Roethlisberger. Now, it depends upon whether you saw the close-up, the zoomed-in photo, or if you saw the full-body photo of Ben Roethlisberger. Because the one that captured him from the waist up, which I believe is the one that Adam Schefter tweeted with the word lean, people had all kinds of jokes in response to that, which I think is ridiculous. If you see the full body photo of Ben Roethlisberger, he has clearly lost a ton of weight. His legs alone look like they've lost a bunch of weight. And so it's annoying that people are inspecting the photo and making comments about whether or not he's lean. Can you imagine if it was a female and people were doing that? It's the same kind of thing. He looks like he's in great shape. He does absolutely look as though he has dropped a bunch of weight. And again, if you look at the photo where you can see his full body, I think you'll be surprised at how lean his legs are, how skinny. Skinny, actually. One of his legs looks really skinny. I mean, typically, Ben Roethlisberger is built like a linebacker. But after multiple reports that he's been more committed to training and dieting and very strict, very rigid, you can see the work has paid off. Reportedly, his arm is in better shape. He's throwing the ball better than he has in years. And all of that is great for the Steelers, but also great for Ben. If he's in better shape and better conditioning, he'll be much more equipped to get through this season. And it's his 18th training camp. Why do you think guys like LeBron James and Tom Brady go so hard and are so dedicated to the regimen? Same thing with Drew Brees. Because they recognize it's not as easy to keep up with the youngsters anymore. 855-212-4227. Let's quick talk to Javier, who is in Ventura, California. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Amy. It's been, I think, a couple of years since I talked to you, but thank you for having me. I'm in Ventura, California, which is like, I don't know, 8 minutes away from Oxnard. And the Cowboys are here. They got here yesterday. They're badass. They're here. They rented the whole hotel. You know, nobody can be there other than the Cowboys. The extra help that they hire, they're making about $30 an hour, which kids and people are just loving it. You know, Cowboys are here. I just heard that they lined up the new quarterback, so I just wanted to hear what you think about the chances of, you know, the whole season and maybe trying to get to the playoffs. So,
did you say that the Cowboys lined up a new quarterback?
No, not a new quarterback. I think they secured the guy that we have for the last couple of years. So everybody's complaining about the money, but it's like, you know what? Money really doesn't matter. It is the NFL. People will overpay. And I just want to hear what you think about what's going to happen, or what do you think that they're going to place going through the season and playing in playoffs, that type of thing.
Yeah, I have no clue. I don't have any clue, but I appreciate the fact that, yes, they do have Dak under contract. Here's something that I know will improve over last year, Javier, and that is having one quarterback the entire season. Dak was on an historic streak when they started. The whole thing was just kind of a hodgepodge piecemeal because Mike McCarthy's first year, no real training camp. And the defense was terrible. It was porous, like Swiss cheese. But when Dak got on his tear in games 3, 4, 5, I think it was, maybe even 2, 3, 4, before he got hurt against the Giants, he was putting up the types of numbers we've never seen in a 3-game stretch before. Now, you don't want him to have to put up that kind of offense every single week in order to give the Cowboys a chance to win. So the defense does have to carry its own weight. And I hope that they get some more balance in the second year with a full training camp and Dan Quinn. So I'm interested to see what happens. But yeah, to not have to start 5 different quarterbacks over the course of a season already means you're going to be a lot better. And I do think the NFC East is open for the taking. I like what the Washington football team did last year, to be sure, but they're changing quarterbacks again, and they're still trying to build a culture there under Ron Rivera. There's a lot of pressure on Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley. They put some weapons around him in New York. The second year of Joe Judge, I would expect them to get better because they were so close in a lot of games last year. They play really hard for him. He's also building a winning culture. In Philadelphia, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm willing to give Jalen Hurts an opportunity, a full season. I think that'll be really good for him. I still am not sure about their head coach, if he ever would have gotten the job if it had not been for his ties to Carson Wentz. I don't know whether or not he would be a head coach at all if not for the fact that he had had ties to Carson before they traded him. So I don't know about the Eagles, but the division is wide open for the taking. So here, Javier, is my summary. Why not Dallas?
Thank you, Chica. I will talk to you soon.
Gracias, hermano. I don't know how that division's going to go. It's the soap opera of the NFL. Every year it's something different. And speaking of the NFC East and Washington, we've got a conversation set up with Joe Theismann. Whoop, whoop, whoop. So early next week, Joe Theismann on the show. I've actually never spoken to him. Super Bowl champ, 83 MVP. In all of my years doing sports radio, even at the network level, I've never had a one-on-one interview with Joe Theismann. So I impressed my mom and my mom's husband today when I told them that I'd be speaking with Joe Theismann soon. So that's pretty exciting. Anyway, coming up top of the hour, we're going to actually have a live guest from Tokyo. Pretty excited about that. Our first from these summer games. In the meantime, love to hear from you on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Producer Dave made it very clear that it's a house rule. Your host does not give predictions. And when you give predictions, I laugh. But that's the whole point. Let's laugh. It's the middle of July. Who's going to the Super Bowl this year? It's so ludicrous. Anyway, 855-212-4227 on Twitter or on our Facebook page. It's time to have some fun. Isn't that what Roger says?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I'd do anything known to man to get in a Super Bowl. That's a fact. And there's nothing in my mind that can have a higher priority than that.
It's a football feeding frenzy. After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Can we just cut the man some slack and maybe trim the audio? I feel badly for him because it's such a strong statement. It's a statement of, we'll do anything. We're the Dallas Cowboys. And then he starts to stutter and it kind of takes some of the juice out of it. Producer Dave, shouldn't we help the man out? He's a little bit older. He could have stopped after fact. It was a mic drop moment. Let's play it again. Mic drop moment for Jerry Jones. And then I don't want to say he ruined it, but he kind of watered it down a little bit.
I'd do anything known to man to get in a Super Bowl. That's a fact. And there's nothing in my mind that can have a higher priority than that.
Let's help a Jonesy out, can we not?
So what you're saying is you'd like me to doctor his audio to make him sound more intelligent?
Well, no, I just want less of him. We're not doctoring it. We're just that's only taking less of him.
True, but sometimes the end and 19 times in a row is entertaining too.
It is, but it ruins everything. It was almost a Mamba moment. Just out. It's a fact. Boom. Drop the mic.
It was until it wasn't.
I know, until he kept talking. That happens to me sometimes. Let's just be honest. You talk for a living, and there are moments where I feel like I should have just paused, let it breathe, moved on. Instead, I keep circling around. So, yeah, I mean, as a professional talker, I get it. I certainly have moments where I should have stopped and quit while I was ahead. 855-212-4227 on Twitter or on Facebook. Really excited. Top of the hour, former U.S. Olympic softball player, and of course now baseball analyst, but in Tokyo, she's working the softball venue. Jessica Mendoza will join us live from Tokyo, which I'm trying to wrap my brain around. We do have international guests now and then. In fact, Christopher Clary has joined us from the French Open, from Wimbledon already this year. We'll generally cover not just the international tennis events, but the golf as well, the Open Championship. And I've even done interviews. This is going back, but some soccer interviews, World Cup stuff from elsewhere outside of the United States. It's always really neat, but this is amazing to have a guest from Tokyo. It might be a first for me. 855-212-4CBS. Jim is listening in Cleveland. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Amy. We in Cleveland are pretty excited about our Cleveland Browns. Maybe too much so, but with all the weapons Baker's going to have on offense, especially with Odell Beckham Jr. coming back, I think we have a reason to be positive.
I would agree with that. I think they are on the rise as opposed to being a team that peaked or can't capitalize or even build on what they did last season. I completely agree that, especially as they continue forward with Kevin Stefanski in year number two, it worked so seamlessly in year number one, right? But that division, the AFC North, my goodness, one of the toughest divisions in football, to be sure. And so Browns fans are going to have to buckle up because they'll have nothing coming easy.
Yeah, well, Lamar Jackson's got us pretty scared. I'm not 100% sure about Ben Roethlisberger, though.
Never admit fear. Never admit fear, Jim.
Have a good night, everybody.
No, I can't. I can't. I'm still talking. I got a long way to go. Thank you, Jim. But you have a good night. 855-212-4CBS. A different Jim. This one in Charlotte. Welcome to After Hours.
Well, hello, Amy. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Listen, I want to allay your fears with Joe Theismann. I did 20 years of sports talk here in FNZ in Charlotte, and we had him on probably 15 or 20 times over mm-hmm. the years I worked. He will do everything he possibly can to please you. Trust
me. Oh, yeah, he's an incredible person, and I know he's an inspirational speaker. I just have never talked to him personally, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, he's inspirational. He'll like to show up for you.
Cool.
Anyway, so about what Jerry said, if I'd been in the room, I'd say, Jerry, I can arrange that for you. All you have to do is have a sex change operation.
And how will that work?
Oh, I don't know. I just wanted to put that picture in your head of Jerry as a woman.
No, I don't think that's... I think that ship has sailed. If there was ever a possibility, I think it's too late for that now. No, the Jerry Jones phenomenon, could you imagine if they do... I'm just saying if. I'm not telling you they're going to, but if they get to a Super Bowl, what a circus it will be. I don't know if he'll be a sentimental favorite. I do know that it's been a long time, and in Los Angeles, the Super Bowl landing at the new SoFi Stadium, the fact that they're still a lightning rod and a team that people either love or hate but always pay attention to, I just can't imagine that show landing at Super Bowl week. Oh, my gosh.
90 yet? I mean, he's up there, that's for sure. I wanted to say, finally, you have the primo time slot on the air, you know?
Agreed. I agree with that. Not only because of the Tokyo Olympics, but because, and I tell people this all the time, I get to talk about the night games, whether hockey, baseball, football, or last night, right on the heels of the Bucks winning their first championship in 50 years. I enjoy that. I enjoy being able to give the immediate reaction, all the emotion of it. So yeah, this is my favorite time to work because the games are just wrapping up on a nightly basis.
Yeah, you know, I worked the morning show for a long time, and I always said I hated getting up at 3:30 or 4 in the morning, but I got used to it and did it for several years. But there's something about being first on the green. You're first on the green with the Olympics in Tokyo.
Yeah, that's cool. I like it. And people are always saying to me, when are you going to change time slots? Or wouldn't you like to work prime time? But my answer is the same. This is prime time, baby.
Well, you're great. Your laugh is contagious as hell. You have several different laughs, and I do appreciate all forms of sports talk radio. And,
oh, good.
Your laugh just cracks me up. Whichever one you reel out is always good.
Huh. It's interesting. I'll have to think about that. Thank you, Jim. I just kind of belt out whatever sound comes out. But, yes, I do know that my laugh is just part of the dealio. Yo. So thank you. Have a great evening in Charlotte. I appreciate talking to you. You can call anytime. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Now, keeping in mind that Jerry Jones laid down the law, said, I will do anything. It's a fact. Then I was a little bit surprised to hear him get emotional. He said he really wanted to be at training camp, despite the fact that he is older. He's not 90, but he's older, and there are still COVID concerns.
I worry about what's happening out here around the economy, the COVID, and I worry about our place in it in the NFL and where the place is in sports. I worry about that. But the thing that means the most to me and I care about, and I could probably be anywhere in the world I want to be right now. I want to be here with our team.
You don't often hear Jerry get emotional like that. I can imagine if the Cowboys win another Super Bowl in his lifetime, you'll see the man blubber. But that's okay. Real men cry over sports all the time. Coming up in October, he'll be 79 years old. We've got a couple of coaches that are, wait, remind me, how old is Pete Carroll? Pete Carroll is getting up there. So there are a few coaches that are in their late 60s. I'm trying to think if we have any coaches that are 70.
Pete is 69. He'll be 70 in September.
All right. So then is he the oldest? I don't even know how you Google that. Let's see.
I think so.
I think he is too. Anyway, so Jerry is still in good health, but of course, the older you get, you want to be careful, especially when there are still concerns about COVID and the Delta variant in California because he wants to be there with the team. I love that. First NFL training camps opening on Wednesday. What? And we're breaking the rules because aren't rules made to be broken? We're asking you just for fun, even though it's ridiculous. And I will readily admit the whole thing is completely ridiculous. Who's going to the Super Bowl? in 2022. What Super Bowl are we on? 56 now? I think we're on Super Bowl 56, or we will be. But we've got 3 preseason games, 17 regular season games. Shoot, I forgot whether or not the playoffs are remaining expanded. I think they are. Oh my gosh, the wild, wild, wild card weekend. The Super Bowl pushed back a week, so it's middle of February. I told you the NFL was encroaching and not giving up its territory. Once it expands, it's like urban sprawl. Once the NFL expands, it's not going backward. It's keeping that footprint, and it's taking more and more of your life hostage. But it's not a bad thing. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on Facebook. Coming up from Tokyo, former U.S. Olympian, now covering softball, Jessica Mendoza will join us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.